It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of John, we're in chapter 18. Now, we left off last time in verse 8. Let me back up to verse 7, where it says, "Then asked he them again, whom seek ye?" Now, remember, a band of soldiers had come after Jesus Christ. They had been sent by the Pharisees and the chief priests to take Christ away. They were going to arrest him. Judas turned him in. Judas is the one who received money for identifying Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ at this point is starting to be treated like a criminal. In fact, Jesus Christ throughout his life, as we've seen it, he was more or less by the Pharisees and scribes and the Jewish people who hated him. They treated him as a criminal throughout all of his life. Verse 7 says, "Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way." The people who were with him, who were for Jesus Christ, he said, let them go. They've done nothing wrong. And verse 9 says that he said this, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them which thou gavest me, I have lost none. Well, he's not only speaking here of physically of losing none, and those people who stayed with him, but he's speaking of eternity. He's speaking that none of the people who have come to him, who are his disciples, and that would be people who have trusted him as Lord and Savior. Well, I know that the word disciple means a learner, but it also means those people who have trusted him as Lord and Savior, a disciple, a one who has been one to the Lord, who has trusted him as Lord and Savior. He said, I've lost none, and I will not lose any of them, because I give unto them eternal life, and no man is able to separate them from my love, which is in myself. Jesus Christ saved us. We ask him to come into our hearts, and he's not going to forsake us. He's not going to leave us. We have eternal life. Verse 10 says, "Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear." The servant's name was Malchus. Well, Peter, he was trying to stand up for his Lord. He was doing what the human would do, and that was the human coming out in him, plus someone who was trying to protect his master. He drew his sword and he cut off this man's ear. Well, we're to stand up for our Lord, but we're not to go that far. We're not to use a human measure to stand up against the things of this world. We're to let the whole armor of God take our lives. We're to be in the whole armor. We're to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, according to the book of Ephesians. We're to take the whole armor of God, cover ourselves with that, and let God lead us. That is not something physical. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not to speak up physically against the things of the devil. That does not mean that we're not to take a stand for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But Peter went a little too far. He used the sword to cut off a man's ear. He was using what an unsaved person possibly would do. And of course, we know Peter was a saved man, but he was acting in the moment that they had come for his Lord, and he was taking up for him. Well, today we take up for our Lord by standing up and telling people what is right and what is wrong, not according to what we think, but according to what thus saith the Lord in his word. We let the Lord lead us and guide us, and as we do that, then we do not get in the flesh as such. We do not get in the humanistic part of our being a saved person, but we let the Spirit of God lead us and guide us and give us the wisdom that we need in order to serve our Lord and to take up for him in this world. Verse 10, "Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? You see, Peter wanted to stop this from happening. He didn't understand fully what was happening. Jesus had said he's going to the cross, and now is the time. He didn't say it at this point, but he was telling us earlier in the book of John that there was a time when he was going to be lifted up. There was a time when he was going to be crucified. It was his time. He was going to choose the time, and he was choosing it here. Peter was trying to stop it unknowingly. He was trying to stop Christ from going to the cross. Had Christ not gone to the cross, those of us who have trusted him would still be lost in our sin. We would not be saved today, because it's by the shedding of blood that man is saved. And might I say that no one throughout all of the ages would be saved today, because Jesus Christ was going to the cross. They would not be saved if he would not go to the cross and shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. The Bible teaches us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That means there is no remission of sin. And Peter was trying to stop Christ from going to the cross. Judas had led the people there, the soldiers, to arrest Jesus, to arrest innocent blood. And Peter wanted to stop it. But Christ said, put your sword up. This is the way unsaved people act. You're to do things according to the way I want it done. Now, he didn't say it in those words, but I believe that's what he was saying. Peter, I'm going to the cross. It's time for me to go. Now put up your sword and let me take care of things. Verse 11, then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? He said, my Father sent me into this world. He gave me to this world, that whosoever believeth on me should not perish, but have everlasting life. And in order for this to happen, he's telling Peter, I must go to the cross. Verse 12. Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. No one could stop this. No one was going to stop it, because Jesus was going to the cross. Once again, had he not gone to the cross, people of all times, people of this world, would go to hell without Jesus going to the cross. Then the band and the captain and soldiers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. They treated him as a criminal and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. You see, these priests were jealous of Jesus. They were jealous because God had sent him to do a job. They were jealous because they wanted the preeminence. The Bible teaches me that God is to have the preeminence, not man. I don't care who the man is. God is to have the preeminence, not a group of Jewish people who wanted to kill Jesus Christ, not the chief priests and Pharisees. The Bible tells me that they could have been saved just like anybody else could be saved, but they chose the wrong way. They wanted to have man's approval instead of God's approval. And so many people today, they want man's approval instead of God's approval. And I'm speaking to saved people as well. Saved people look to this world many times, and they would rather have the approval of man instead of having the approval of God. People better wake up, because God is all-powerful. God controls the breath that we have in our bodies today. God could take each one of us home right now. Thank God we would be home with him, but those people who are turning their backs on the Lord Jesus Christ, one day they will not hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. They're not going to receive the reward that they would have received had they stayed true to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, they won't be lost, but they won't receive the things that God wants to give them. They won't receive the good things, the reward that awaits those people who serve him faithfully. Well, these people, Once again, then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. They wanted him dead. Verse 14, now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one should die for the people. He actually had predicted the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and didn't even realize it. He had predicted what the Old Testament had been teaching, they had taught. He knew the Old Testament, but yet he was the one who said that Jesus must die. Now, he knew the Old Testament, but he did not understand that Jesus Christ was the one who could save. He did not listen to God. So therefore, he said, take him. Go get him. And that's exactly what they did. They took Jesus and they brought him before these Jewish priests. Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. He died for the people of this world. You and I who named the name of Jesus Christ, we need to thank God daily. We need to thank God hourly. We need to thank God minute by minute, second by second. For without the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, we would be lost and going to a devil's hell. We need to thank Jesus and say, Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole. And Lord, thank you that one day I'm going to see you personally and I'll be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Really then, Lord. You know, the Bible tells us that we're to worship God today in spirit and truth, and we're to do that because we have the Holy Spirit living within us. But that day when we're with the Lord Jesus Christ personally, that is when we can really, truly worship Him in spirit and in truth. And I pray today that you're ready to meet Him. I pray today as a saved person, you can say, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And I pray that as you pray that prayer, that you are sincere in your heart, that you want to see the Lord Jesus Christ as soon as possible. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and commit suicide or anything like that. God wants us to be ready for Him. God wants us to be happy when He comes for us. Some close their eyes in death today, and the breath of life leaves them. I believe that they go immediately to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I say this over and over again, if the breath of life does not leave me before Jesus comes back, then I'm going up to be with Him in the clouds, to be with Him forever and ever. And I want to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in to your reward. Enter in to heaven. Go with me, He's going to say. Come with me, and I'm going to show you around. I'm going to let people know that you're saved. I'm going to introduce you to my Heavenly Father. Remember, when we have Jesus present us to God the Father is going to be glorified because He sent Jesus for us. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. If you do not know Him, you need to trust Him as your Lord and Savior. There is no greater life than the Christian life. There's no better life than the Christian life today. And you need to know Him. And saved person, you need to start realizing that this is the best life that anyone could have. The saved life on our way to heaven because Jesus Christ shed His blood for us on the cross of Calvary. Serve Him today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.